You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our series, First Wisconsinites, dispatches from Native American life in Wisconsin today with a look at the role of the arts.
Jasmine Espinoza Church is an independent author. Her books include Dreamcatcher and the forthcoming book, Crown of Thorns. She's a member of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians. Jasmine, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What made you, Jasmine, decide that you wanted to be a writer?
I've always wanted to be a writer ever since I can remember. Even before I could write, I would make up these stories and I would have my grandmother and my mom write them down for me because I just didn't know how to write. And ever since then, I've been writing and doing creative things in one form or another. Didn't really decide to make it a career of mine until I moved out of my parents' house and moved to Michigan, and I thought, why not take my passion and my love for writing in words and turn it into a career that I can do for the rest of my life?
I also read that you said that on the reservation where you grew up in Wisconsin, that there wasn't a lot to do, so you became a super intense reader from a young age.
Yeah, definitely. In many parts of Wisconsin, I'm sure you guys can relate that there's a lot of farmland and a lot of stretches in between cities. So I lived about 30 minutes away from the nearest town. We didn't go out very often. So I found myself sitting inside, sort of with my nose in a book, trying to find out all these new books and all these new different authors that I could relate to. And I really made a connection with reading through that.
So you said 30 minutes to the nearest town. Where was your reservation?
It's in a small town called Bowler. It's about 30, 40 minutes away from the nearest town, which is Shawano, Wisconsin, which is about an hour from Green Bay. So we were really far from the nearest actual big city.
So was it the library? Were you the kid who was always at the library?
Yeah, definitely. We were even 30 minutes away from the nearest library. So whenever we did go to town and my parents would go shopping and check out stores, I would always ask to be dropped off at the library, and I'd spend hours there just looking through books and making a big stack so that I would have enough to last me until we came back to town.
Now, you said that you moved to Michigan and you thought, you know what, I could turn this into something I do for the rest of my life. How did you learn to write? How did you become the writer, from the reader to the writer?
Well, I feel like if you read a lot and you read enough, you sort of get a feel for the basic structure of a story, what people want within like a certain genre. And what I always read was young adult literature, like teen books, when you think of books like Divergent and things like that. And when you take a look at all those books all together, you get sort of a feel for what people want. And as I was reading, I was thinking to myself, hey, I could do this. I could write these. So then I started giving it a shot and writing my first full-length novel at 19. And it turned out pretty good. So I decided I'd keep doing it.
And I understand that you publish as an independent author now. You self-publish. Why did you make that choice?
Because a lot of people don't know about the literary world is that as an author, if you get an agent and you decide to go through the traditional publishing route, there's a lot of stipulations and a lot of things you don't have control over, like cover design, all the names in your book, and like certain things are subject to change when you sell the rights to them. And I really wanted my stories to keep the really wholesome and down-to-earth feel that they had. And a lot of traditional publishing houses change a lot that you're not able to control. So I decided to take the reins and be able to take my own career into my own hands.
Well, and one of the things that you do is your books have Native American characters in them, and it sounds like maybe that's something you didn't have in the books you were reading when you were growing up, so you were finally getting to write the books that you wanted to read with the characters who were like you.
Definitely. Growing up, it was always hard for me to find a character that I could relate to and I could really see myself in. And I knew a lot of people on the reservations had the same issue, not even just in books, but there's a huge underrepresentation of Native Americans in movies and magazines and things like that. And there's not really much I can do about the movies and the magazines and things, but I could change the underrepresentation in books. So that's what I decided to do. So other kids on reservations can grow up reading my characters and really imagining themselves as them.
Jasmine Espinoza Church is with us right now. She's an independent author. Her books include Dreamcatcher and the forthcoming Crown of Thorns. And Jasmine, with that in mind, about writing what you wanted to see when you were growing up, now that you can do that, what are you out to accomplish with your writing?
I really want to be able to give youth a voice, the kids that are underrepresented in the literature. I want to be able to have them be able to feel themselves in my writing, and I want to be able to convey a diverse set of characters that you wouldn't normally see in a traditionally published book. And I want to be able to show other kids, not only on reservations, but across the United States, that they can do anything that they put their mind to.
And have you heard from the readers of your books, maybe Native American kids across the country, who say, you know, thanks for writing these?
Yeah, I definitely have. I love when I get emails and comments on social media and things like that from people who have read my books. And a lot of them, the most common thing I actually hear is not really about my books in general, but it's about the fact that I published a book, so they think that they can publish a book too, which is really inspiring because so many people are coming out of the woodwork now, that people that I know and people that I've never even met, that tell me that I inspired them to write a book too, because before they felt like it wasn't possible and it wasn't an attainable goal. But now that they see me accomplishing it and me becoming successful at it, they think to themselves that maybe they can do it too. And that's really something that I enjoy to hear.
Now, one of your books, Dreamcatcher, is about a post-apocalyptic world, Native American characters. I wonder if you had any more insights into that topic as you watched some of, you know, for instance, the Dakota Access Pipeline protests unfolding.
Mm-hmm. The Dakota Access Pipeline protest and the whole controversy around that is actually what inspired my book, Dreamcatcher. It's at a time where a lot of my Native American friends and everything, they were traveling to the protest to do their part and make their voices heard and things like that. But I, being a mother, I just had a son, and he was about like 2 or 3 months old at the time when the whole controversy erupted completely. And it wasn't really in my best interest to travel all the way from Michigan to North Dakota to do my part and make my voice heard. So I decided to do what I could with what I had, and I decided to write my take on what the world would be like if the Dakota Access Pipeline was pushed through and if, by any chance, something did malfunction with it. So the whole storyline is based off of in a post-apocalyptic world that was triggered by the explosion of a pipeline, and things sort of dominoed out of control, and then we get stuck with this racially what's the opposite of diverse?
Homogenous.
Yes, that. Recently, that. World where my main character has sort of never seen anybody outside of her race because all races were separated.
And Jasmine, as we wrap up, I want to ask you, what advice do you have for other writers who are out there who are trying to get their careers off the ground like you did?
My best advice would probably be to keep writing. And a lot of times in the beginning of the process, it feels like you're never going to finish it. It feels like you're never going to find somebody to believe in your dream. But all it takes is one person to see that your book has potential and to believe in it for you to have the motivation to continue and to go on. So to just keep doing what you're doing and doing what you love, and not to compromise your story for the sake of other people's approval.
Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Jasmine Espinoza Church, author of Dreamcatcher and the forthcoming book Crown of Thorns. She joined us to talk about why she became an author.
Coming up, we'll talk to a musician whose work as a historian for her tribe influenced her music. Stay with us on Central Time.